Welcome to Applied Spirituality with Radhanath Swami on devotionalnectar.com. This is episode 12, Winning the Game of Life.
In today's world, people are prone to emphasize in their own aspirations quantity rather than quality. Quantity of money, quantity of power, quantity of prestige, popularity. These things could be very, very helpful for ourselves and others, but not at the cost of the quality of our life, of our ideals, of what we live for and what we die for. It is said that if you don't have something so important, an ideal so important that you're living for, if you're not willing to die for something, you don't really have much to live for. Character and integrity are quality. And we will be tested in the game of life. Will you be willing to compromise the integrity of sacred ideals that you know are foundational just for some popularity, prestige, or for some profit? Perhaps one of the greatest reasons for all the problems in the world today is people are doing that. The economic collapse is very much affected by people who were more concerned with their own power, prestige, and acquisition of wealth and property than they were with living according to the foundation of integrity, morality, ethics, and a selfless spirit of service to others. Does a mother find more pleasure in getting a gift? Or does she find more pleasure in giving to her children and making them happy? It's an obvious answer. The nature of love is to find satisfaction in giving. A universal spiritual principle is whatever God entrusts us with in life is meant to be shared with our family, with humanity, with all living beings. That consciousness brings joy. Srila Prabhupada, our Guru Maharaj, he had nothing personally. But he was the most blissful person I ever met. Why? Because internally, his whole life was built on the foundation of his love for God, and he was simply an instrument sharing that love with everyone. This is a universal principle. Years ago, I visited Mother Teresa in the ghettos of Calcutta. She has nothing. Nothing, personally. But she was joyful. Why? Because she was using her life to give for others. What is the game of life? I remember my mother and father. when I was a little boy. My father really struggled. He was brought up in the Depression. In order for his brothers and sisters to go to high school and college, he had to drop out to work to help them. He worked and he worked. Then he started a business and went bankrupt. You may appreciate his business. He was the largest dealership of Edsel in all of Chicagoland. You don't understand that, but anybody from America knows the repercussions of being an Edsel dealer. He lost everything, and he worked, and he worked, and eventually he became very wealthy. Through it all, whether he was wealthy or whether he was struggling with practically nothing, he and my mother, they always taught us the same principle. Working, working, working for money somehow or other just to keep things stable. But they always taught us that money is not very important. We have to do it. We need to do it. But the only things that are really important in life, according to them, was our values, our love for each other, and our health. And we should never, ever compromise any of these things. Health, maybe. But our loving relationships and our values should never be compromised for the cheap thrills of money. Later on, I became a Swami. That means I don't own anything. So sometimes when they would ask, why are you doing this? I said, this is what you taught me. And my mother said, why do you always have to be so extreme? We didn't tell you that. But later on, when they came to India, they were so happy. They said, actually, we did tell you that. But what is winning and losing? We see in athletics, there are examples in India, cricket players, in America, basketball, football players, people who were really champions, brought their teams to champions, won all kinds of awards. But then, did certain things in their lives due to not really emphasizing the inner quality of their values that either put them in jail or put them historically in shame. In Las Vegas, there's the casinos. They play games there. Many, many different games. And people from all over the world, especially India, go there. I was amazed. Anyways, the casinos, they never lose. They're set up in such a way that they always win. And when they see somebody winning a lot of their money, they're very happy. Because the more you win, the more they know you become addicted to that experience of winning. And the more you're going to play. And ultimately, because the odds are always for them, eventually you're going to lose. It's the way it's set up. The more you win, the more happy they are because they know the more you win, the more you're going to lose. Because once you taste that winning, even if you're losing, 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 you have to get that sensation of winning again. And sometimes a little drop comes and then you lose. then another little drop, and then you... This is the way material nature works. Ultimately, we have short lives, like the casino. Material nature may give you many wins, but ultimately takes everything away. We come from dust, and ultimately we end as dust. Now, this is not a pessimistic view of life. It's actually meant to bring about an optimistic view of life. What Bhagavad Gita is teaching, it's teaching a reality that is foundational to all the inevitable changes of this material existence. And Bhagavad Gita is not teaching us to reject or renounce this material existence. Be an engineer. Be a businessman or woman. Be a doctor or a lawyer. Be a good farmer. Be a good teacher, professor. Be a good mother, father. But with a spiritual foundation in your life. War is a type of game. Is it not? War games. It's winning or losing, but it's very serious. The Bhagavad Gita was spoken on a battlefield. And what does Krishna teach Arjuna? Arjuna wanted to leave the battlefield because he didn't want to play that game where somebody's going to have to win and somebody's going to have to lose. And he didn't want to lose. And he didn't want to hurt the other side if he won. It was very, very difficult. The whole Bhagavad Gita was Krishna convincing Arjuna to play the game, to fight the war. But the quality of consciousness in which he should do it. Krishna tells, do not be attached to victory or defeat, to honor or dishonor, to success or failure. Try your best for victory. Try your best for success. Do everything within your power, but do it with the integrity of the foundation of offering the results to me. When we perform our work, our occupation, when we live our life in harmony with the will of God, as an instrument of the compassion of God, and we try our best to do it according to our capacity, but it's that effort that makes us success. Our Gurudev Srila Prabhupada often said, Krishna, or God, doesn't see what you offer. The Lord sees the intent, the purpose in which it is offered. You can win and lose. And you could lose and win. Because if our intent is right, and we try our earnest best for the right cause, even if we lose, we are victorious. And if we win, we're also victorious. There's no losing on a spiritual platform if we have the right intent. So yes, you can become a millionaire and you can become a billionaire. But that doesn't mean you're going to be happy. And that doesn't mean you're going to be doing good for the world. Many people are prisoners of their own success. I know many people who tell me the same thing. They used to be simple. They became tremendously wealthy, tremendously powerful. But then they say to me, I can't laugh anymore like I used to. I want that back. I used to be able to laugh heartily from my heart. I can't do that anymore. There's too much pressure. There's too much anxiety. Sometimes when you become like that, you don't know who to trust and not to trust. Even your own relatives. Is that a quality life? But yet, if they don't fight constantly to stay where they are and expand, they lose everything. Because there's so many people trying to destroy them. The bigger you are, the more there are big people trying to destroy you. When you're a little person, not too many people care. But the bigger, the more envy, and the more prestige, and the greater a prize it is to tear you down. Yes? In business, in profession, in politics. It's very painful. Quality of life. And you can become a billionaire and even a trillionaire, no problem. But build it on the foundation of quality, a spiritual foundation, based on eternal principles. That I am not this body, I am the eternal soul. And this soul is eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. And this soul has a relationship with God, the Supreme Soul, who is all attractive, all beautiful, all loving. And to access that love of Krishna and be an instrument of that love through whatever we do is real joy. And to live with the character and integrity that will uplift humanity. And to be willing to take even potential losses to sustain our integrity. That is a great person. A great person is not someone who gets a lot of money. A great person is not a person who gains a lot of power or becomes great famous. A great person is not a person who just has many certificates for his academic accomplishments. A great person may have all those things or may not. Is a person who lives according to these spiritual principles of integrity, even in the face of great risk and temptations. Winning the game of life means to maintain our integrity, to have the right intent, despite all the winning and losing and happiness and distress and pleasure and pain and all this and all the dualities that come upon us within this world. That is success.
You were listening to Radhanath Swami on devotionalnectar.com.